what you want. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So head on over there. Enjoy those on us. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And, again, visit us at freetalklive.com. You'll find the main feature of the site actually allows you, the listener, to create the content. Everything you see there in the main column of freetalklive.com was brought to you by another listener, just like you. So you are surfing around the web, you find something pretty interesting you want to share with our audience, you just submit it to the website, and then other listeners will vote on whether they like your submission or not. And the most voted up will make it to the top and the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. So head on over there and get interactive. We're going to start things out here tonight. Enough of this good news. We've had some good news that we shared with you recently on the program. Mark, you've got just awful news.
It's not good stuff.
What is going on?
I guess there's some new study on depleted uranium and how it affects the brain. And this is written, this is in Veterans Today, where it's written by Bob Nichols, and he writes in a very militaristic style. So be prepared for kind of a strange writing style. Now it's official. Researchers have shown that uranium oxide, or DU, travels the nerves from the nose to the brain. In the words of a University of Chicago doc and researcher, a tiny amount, a milligram of this radioactive poison, quick marches up your smelling nerves right into your brain and keeps firing 1.2 million bullets a day forever. 850 rounds a minute. The radioactive 850 rounds a minute automatic weapon is about as big as the period at the end of this sentence. That's what a milligram is. And it never needs reloading and never jams. It's a perfect killing machine for brain cells and other cells. The range is about 20 cells. After that, there's the famous British Dr. Chris Busby calls the bystander effect. And it gets, let's see, excuse me, he discovered it and it gets its name, gets to name it. These radioactive automatic weapons are so small they can float right through your clothes, evade your skin's defenses, and invade your body. Whether the weapons alight inside, there is trouble as they never stop firing. There is no limit to their number. In a soldier's brain, trouble shows up in a noticeable way to others. And this thing goes on, and it's basically talking about how it affects soldiers, who is at risk, and essentially, when you get depleted uranium in, the worst case scenario is aspirating it. If you inhale it. Yeah. So say when a depleted uranium round hits a vehicle, bits of it fly up into the air. So if you're you're in the vehicle, if your little band of troops is around the vehicle, needs to come and investigate or whatever, all within the first couple of hours, you're in big trouble. Plus, they're using this depleted uranium as armor on the vehicle. So even if it's a regular bullet that hits the vehicle, then you're still in big trouble. It also happens in the factory where they make these things.
The factory workers are getting infected?
Factory workers, or, not
I guess as infection is not the right word for this.
Well, they're probably using masks to protect them.
Yeah, it's not as much. It's not good to get a cut and get depleted uranium in it, or a fragment of a bullet or anything like that. But it's far worse to get the inhaled effects.
And it's, also, if you're firing a rifle and you're using depleted uranium in your ammo, you're going to get it too. And word has it that more and more ammo is coming with a depleted uranium in it because it's more dense, supposedly, and it can penetrate targets better.
That was going to be my next question, is what is it that the depleted uranium is used for? What is its purpose?
Well, it's a very dense metal, and so if it's used as the round in a bullet, it's more likely to be able to penetrate the armor of a vehicle. It's usually used for armor-piercing rounds.
It's also kind of a soft kill killing tool, if you think about it, because even if you don't get hit by it, if you're exposed to it, you're going to die off within, depending on how much you get, you could die off within months or years.
So is he going to talk about what's happening to these troops that are being exposed to?
Essentially, what's occurring is that let me read it right here. Nerves can act as a unique conduit carrying inhaled uranium from the nose directly to the brain, finds a study with rats. Once in the brain, the uranium may affect task and decision-related types of thinking. The study provides yet another example of how some substances can cause the olfactory system, bypassing the brain's protective barrier, to go directly to the brain. Titanium nanoparticles and the metals manganese, nickel, and thallium have been shown to reach the brain using the same route. Military personnel and people who work in uranium processing plants are exposed to the weak radioactive element via wounds or by breathing. Exposure may affect the brain function. Cognitive skills are lowered in soldiers who carry uranium-laced shrapnel. Not only does this affect the soldiers, but this takes the cost of this war, because we all know what medical costs cost now. It was at one point when you sawed a soldier's leg off and you gave him a crutch and his medical care is taken care of. Now it costs, millions of dollars to treat each one of these vets. Most of them are surviving. When you're looking at the casualty numbers, the vast majority of your casualties survive these wars.
Except the ones that take their own lives, which is a dramatically high number.
Yeah. It's going up, but the American people were given price tags for these wars early on that are nowhere near what they're reaching. These two wars at this point are looking like $4 trillion.
Such a big number you can't even fathom.
It's true. It's an incredible number. It's a large percentage of, I think, our GDP. So what America makes in a year is going to be spent on, one of these on these wars. And there's no extricating themselves. The politicians don't have to pay for this. The soldiers, they're so young, they don't seem to know any better. They're taken from very poor families. They don't have a value for their life. Many of them, they don't have – the reason they go into the military is they don't have a lot of direction. Hey, here's a direction. Go someplace, do anything that doesn't involve inhaling depleted uranium. Once you get into the military, there is nothing, zero, zip, zilch that you can do about being placed somewhere where you're going to have to inhale depleted uranium. Your decision-making time ends when you sign that little piece of paper that says, sure, I'll sign up for the military, and you step across. Apparently, there's step forward to go across some line. I don't know, something I've heard.
Rumor has it.
Yeah, rumor has it that you have to step forward in order to go into the military. That's the final moment. But
I don't know. At that point, you could still refuse to go, and then they might put you in
the
brig.
You could refuse just about any
time. There may not be DU in the brig.
Indeed. The brig is really rather unlikely for somebody who refuses to fight.
What is more likely?
They have these kind of punishment platoons, and a lot of them just get let go. They get less than honorable discharges.
Sweet. That's better than a brig.
Right. It beats jail.
Yeah.
It beats dying a slow, painful, and stupid death.
Yeah.
Because that's how it's going to go. I mean,
beats killing people too.
Some people have described this depleted uranium syndrome here they're talking about as a living hell.
Jeez.
I mean, I don't know what it's like. I can't even begin to describe what it's like, but living hell is good enough for me. I don't want to go through that. And, I just think about all these young people that are sitting there on the tines of a dilemma. Well, what do I do? I need some money for college. That sure would be great. Man. Anything's a better choice than the military. When you're talking about this, you could go in for your 4 years and then have a lifetime of trouble, never having been in combat, never even being a combat specialist. You go over there and do something, that has to do with fixing vehicles or straightening up something, whatever it is.
You're still around that stuff. And, my grandmother used to always tell me, and she said this many times, she said, your health is your wealth. It doesn't do you any good if you're going to get this free college little piece of paper when you get out, when you're going to be sick the rest of your life. Better to learn a profession, maybe go into an apprenticeship, learn how to be an electrician, learn how to do something. You can always do something else later, but make some money and make a decent living and produce something.
If only the DU, what is the right word? Infection is not the right word. DU.
Exposure.
Exposures.
I'd say syndrome.
Would only happen to the bad guy soldiers. I mean, the ones like the guys that have been taking pictures with corpses over there, that some of the other news, we talked about them recently, that there were these, I guess, troop or a handful of guys that were just going around killing people for the fun of it. And now it's come out that they've taken photos of themselves posing with the bodies. Just a real great group of lads. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up anything. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit WindBluePower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from WindBluePower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at WindBluePower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at WindBluePower.com. That's WindBluePower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free. So head on over there. Enjoy those on us, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the program, just click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the website. In fact, the last week's worth of the show is on the front page. If you click into the archive section, that'll then take you back to late 2006. And it's all free for you, thanks to HostGator.
hostgator.freetalklive.com. That's the portal that we've set up for you to get your very first month completely free from HostGator. They're a worldwide leader in web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They've got more than 3,000 templates over there. It doesn't matter whether you want a personal blog, complete e-commerce business website. You can let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you. As a matter of fact, they host WordPress, as I understand it, too. It's hostgator.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. That is the point of the program. We started out talking about the depleted uranium, which we haven't touched on. It's been a while. I don't remember the last time we talked about DU. It has come up in the past on this program, and it's just
very, very bad stuff.
Dangerous.
You know, and
but yet they don't care about you, right? The U.S. military, even though they make it sound like, oh, our veterans are so important. Look, we've got these hospitals. And
they're so expendable is what they are.
We want to take care of you. Well, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And the hospitals are even suckage. Oh. I mean, if you look at the, what was it, about a year and a half ago or something like that, there was that hospital, I think it's in D.C., where they found that there was basically sewage coming up through the drains and all kinds of just problems, just really just obvious sanitary,
the mold on the walls.
Yeah, sanitary issues that were incredibly dangerous.
Right, and in the heart of the nation, you know, the capital of the nation.
And then when they when it was pointed out, it was, oh my goodness, how could this have happened? Our veterans. Well, we'll take care of them. Don't you worry. And of course, they went in, and I'm sure they spent millions of dollars trying to patch
right,
over
of your
all
taxpaying
the
dollars.
But it's not going to be a permanent fix to the problem, because essentially the government's Veterans Administration is socialized medicine. It is government provided health care.
That thing that all these people think they want. Be careful what you wish for.
You thought hospitals were bad now. Wait until the government gets in charge of it. They're all going to end up looking like the VA.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got the same people that are in charge of the VA that, if you talk to veterans, and I have talked to some of them, believe that the VA is trying to kill them. Now, I'm sure there are some people out there, I know there are some people out there that have just had wonderful experiences with the VA, and they've got a good doctor, and you know they've gotten the prescription that they need, and they feel like everything is just fine with the VA. But it's in stark, those experiences are in stark contrast to the people that honestly believe the VA is out to exterminate them, because the VA doctors get paid the same amount whether they see 5 patients in a day or 25 patients in a day. And so it's the same people that pretend like they care when it comes to the VA that also pretend like they care when it comes to the soldiers whose boots are on the ground. You are just a tool to them. You are just something that they can use to achieve whatever it is their ends are. In this case, it's war, and the ends of that war are to enrich the military-industrial complex, is to to essentially put money from not just taxpayers but everybody who spends dollars, because it's not just tax money that goes to the war efforts. They just print money from thin air, which actually takes money from everybody that is that has dollars in their wallets.
Steals from savers.
Right. So even if you're like me and you do your best to not send any of your money to the federal government, as long as you're still using Federal Reserve notes, you're still paying for the war effort.
Sure. It's like adding water to lemonade. Is all you do is dilute the lemonade.
Yeah, so these people, they're just using you or your boyfriends or your friends or whoever it is that's in the military that you might happen to know. They're just using you, and they're brainwashing you as well. So on one hand, they've got all this this dangerous situations like at the VA or the DU, or just being in war. It's pretty dangerous on its own. These incredibly dangerous to your life situations that they put these young men and women in, and then they kind of gloss it all over with this big package of promotion, with the U.S. military commercials that you see in the video game, and
you'll get a gun, respect,
girls,
an awesome uniform,
where?
Hot chicks, money for college. We'll let you drive around the recruiter vehicle that says Army. An army of one on it. And at the end of it, you'll be lying in a hospital bed wishing you had your lungs back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what the situation is. And anything that you can do to help keep people out of this insane situation, keep them out of the military, you should do it. Whether that means counter-recruitment, I know the Quakers have some counter-recruiting programs out there that have various different flyers and things like that that you can print out and try to reach out. In fact, that's something that we need to figure out here in Keene, because they did open a brand new military recruiting center right on one of the main drags
here
in Keene.
Yeah, they need a good welcoming.
I understand that recruiting in the last 2 years is easier for them now because the economy is so slow.
Yes,
in fact,
true.
The young people unemployment rate is the highest in history.
People
right
are
now.
Desperate for cash.
Yes.
So a recruiting bonus or something like that can look really tempting.
Really tempting. And they really don't have any idea what they're getting themselves into.
The question is, how do you find out when the best time to do counter-recruitment is? Because if you're just, like, for instance, here in Keene, New Hampshire, there's only 20-something thousand people that live in this city, and there's more that's in the surrounding area. But I've, you know, my bank is right next door to where this recruitment center is, and you don't ever see a line full of people going in there. So
well,
what's the best time?
After school, from like 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. would be the time to do it.
Or if they have some kind of a promotional day that you somehow come across, some open house day, something where you know there's going to be a group of people coming into that building. Just do whatever you can to spread the word about what things are really like, what the military's purpose really is. It's not to protect you. That's what, whenever you bring up the issue of, or when we've brought up the issue of getting rid of the federal government. Whoa, you can't do that. We need the military to protect us from foreign invaders. Really? Well, when's the last time that happened? Don't tell me it's because, well, don't tell me it's because of the military, right? Because, well, if you really want to look at what will happen if somebody invades, if some country invades the United States, the military is not going to protect you. If your home is in between the military base and the bad guys, they're going to roll right over top of it.
Yeah.
If they think that the
drive a tank right over that
right.
thing.
If they think the bad guys are holed up in your house, they're not going to protect your home. They're not going to protect you. If you're in there, they're going to blow it up. Maybe they got it wrong. Whoops. Doesn't matter. The military is here to protect the government. The military is here to protect
the people
their
in power.
Interests. Correct.
Yeah.
Not you. You're just the dupe that they use to fund it all.
Right. It's kind of like the sports teams. You know, if you like
right.
the Yankees.
Yeah. We won.
Yeah, we won. Exactly.
Right.
That's what I was going to say. They get to use the we word.
You didn't win anything. Some guys that played baseball a dozen guys who played some baseball the other night, they won.
Where's your paycheck?
You didn't get crap. All you did was bought the uniforms. You liked the guys. You're entertained by them, whatever.
And you paid $7 for a beer.
Which is fine, you know, if you want to be entertained, as long as you understand you're being entertained. But the military, a much more expensive spectator sport, I must say.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now, 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer large 250-capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change Tea will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site for free. Head on over there and get interactive with our bulletin board system. You can chat with, or send messages back and forth with other Free Talk Live listeners. And it's over there, and it's free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you like Taryn Lupo's history pieces on the LCL Report, then check out his new historical fiction novel. Pirates of Savannah is an adventure novel about the birth of freedom in the Lowcountry. At its heart is a tale of prisoners, refugees, and society's castoffs, all joining together to escape from government tyranny and discover a path to liberty on the open seas. It's a gritty, vivid account of what life was like in the 1700s and is loaded with real, obscure historical events. The time, nearly erased and buried. Taryn is doing an experiment in intellectual property and taking a risk by giving away the ebook completely free. You can check out the first three chapters. It's probably more at this point. It's piratesofsavannahbook.com. Again, piratesofsavannahbook.com.
All right, toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Jeff is in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
Hey, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just want to preface to say that I am looking forward to a voluntary-type society, and I will be joining the Solution up in New Hampshire probably, hopefully around the time of Liberty Forum. I don't know.
Ooh, but exciting.
I'm pushing for that. So, anyway,
thank you for that.
Just to get to my point, I was talking with a friend of mine the other day, and he's more in the status bent, but he brought up a story of a fire department in Tennessee that was privatized. I don't know if you heard this story or not, but anyway, a guy's house is on fire, and
yes.
he calls the fire department, and they show up. And since he hadn't paid the $75 monthly fee or whatever,
well,
they just got there and watched it burn down.
Right. We talked
I was wondering
about this.
What your opinion on on that.
We talked about it last night, actually, and so if you want to hear a lengthy discussion on it, tune into yesterday's Free Talk Live. I think it was yesterday. If not, it was 2 days before that, but... essentially,
all
I think
the shows are labeled at freetalklive.com.
One of your facts is wrong, I believe. This was actually a government bureaucracy fire department. This is not a private fire department. The story is that the fire department in the city, and I forget what the city's name was, North something or other, and the city was offering a service of fire protection to the surrounding areas. So the areas that were not part of the city limits were able to, houses in those areas that did not have their own fire department were able to sign up for protection from that particular city fire department. So they were actually city bureaucrats who refused to provide this man with help. And the man was, he did say, you know, he made a mistake. He should have paid the fee. And he was willing to pay, he said, whatever it took to get them to provide the service. And they refused to provide it.
Right. Can you imagine somebody in the marketplace saying, no, I don't want your money. I'm going to refuse you service.
And just stand there and watch the house.
Yeah, because that makes sense.
Well,
right?
I wonder if he had insurance. I hope the homeowner did.
I don't know.
No, a guy who doesn't pay the $70 for a volunteer fire or for the fire department to cover his house for a year probably doesn't pay the insurance either. But you don't know for sure.
Well, if you had a mortgage, you'd have to have insurance on it.
Indeed. It was a mobile home.
So, Jeff, does that clear it up a little bit for you as far as what actually transpired?
You know, it's funny because I've done some research on that, and I have not seen that from anybody that is government bureaucrats, which... makes sense. I mean, you know. So, I'll keep looking for that. One last thing I'd like to mention about that.
Yes, sir.
Just my own thoughts. It is my philosophy or my feeling that when you have government taking care of stuff for us, we really, you know, a win-win attitude is really what's going to move us forward. And I believe that government creates a win-lose attitude. Because the consequences are separated from our actions, you know, so we can just go around and trample over everybody and not really see the consequences. And I see both sides as being win-lose, you know, because fire department shows up and don't put out the fire, you know, there's going to be a new contract for fire protection, you know what I mean? But because of this long history of government behind us, we've got this win-lose attitude and, you know, it's going to take a while to break out of that, if that makes any sense.
Well, it does. You know, I wanted to ask you, what was it for you that decided to make you decide to move to New Hampshire from where you are?
Well, it's just that, I mean, okay, I have some friends here that are volunteers, and these are the funnest people that I know, and they are the most true people. I want to be around emotionally healthy people, you know what I mean? And I want to be around people that aren't going to try to aggress against me, and people that, you know, I want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Mm-hmm. And I can be part of the solution anywhere I'm at. I understand that, you know, and I just want to be able to accelerate, you know, because a lot of stuff that is required to move forward is working with other people. And if there just aren't that many people to work with where I'm at, then, you know, I'm fairly limited as to what I can do.
Numbers are a really important factor.
Concentration.
I mean, having people around makes a huge difference. And I happen to agree with you, by the way, that these folks here that are in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and some of the great New Hampshire natives that have come on board with the Liberty Movement here or have always been on board are really some of the most fun people and the nicest people I've ever met. And it's great, too, because when you arrive here in New Hampshire, it can be kind of a little...
foreboding to some extent. Like, well, I don't know anybody there.
Well, that's how it is when you move anywhere.
Right. Who? I don't have any friends there. I don't have any family there. Who are these people? Well, the good news is they're more than willing to be your friends. In fact, it's almost like they've always been your friend. You just didn't know them yet because you've got so much in common right out the gate. It's really just a matter of getting to know them a little bit, and they're just such a friendly bunch of social folks. I mean, there's always something going on socially, whether it's people going out to karaoke or gathering at somebody's house for some sort of a game get-together. They play Magic the Gathering out in Manchester on Monday nights here in Keene. We got social Sundays. I mean, there's all...
Don't forget their games of Risk.
All kinds of opportunities to get together with other folks, and I think that's really important because it helps you build relationships, and then down the line when those people are in trouble for whatever reason with the state, then you know you're that much closer to them, and you care that much more about them. It's not just somebody that you read about in the newspaper that's having some trouble. So it's quite the community that we've got, and it's only really just getting started. So the sooner you can get up, the better.
Yeah, hey, one more quick question. Are you there?
Yeah, right here.
All right. Oh, okay. Yeah. I was just wondering. I have a family. How many people up there do you know of have families? Is it a bunch of young single guys?
No.
Mostly, or other families?
We're starting to see more families show up here. Michelle Seven has been on this show a few times. She made the move up here a couple months ago. The Mazingos just came up. I'm having lunch with them tomorrow. They've got their kids up here with them. The Garcia family is here too.
And Jenna, his wife Edie.
In fact,
this is just in the region right here.
Right. Yeah. I can't name who's elsewhere in the state.
There are hundreds and hundreds of movers, and I'd say dozens of families.
Yeah, likely the case. In fact, at least for our area of the state here in the Keene area, there's a Facebook group for that purpose. You can go to families.freekeene.com. And you can go and join up there and actually meet some of those other families that you might be wondering about. So I hope that helps.
Cool. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire. And thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. At 800-259-9231, there was a lot more discussion about the fire issue and fire protection and, you know, how to handle it when poor people need fire coverage. So if you feel like we didn't really dig into that tonight, go back a day at freetalklive.com. Grab yesterday's show. We really dug into that topic. And I don't want to repeat all of the stuff that we said last night on that issue. So if you feel like you didn't get it covered, we sure covered it last night. More coming up. 800-259-9231.
John Dennis, an accomplished businessman and entrepreneur, has been a pro-liberty Republican for a quarter century. He's the new face of a new Republican Party, and he's running for congressman of California's 8th District.
I'm John Dennis, and I support drastically cutting both taxes and spending, which will help repair our devastated economy, abolishing spendthrift governmental money pits that fail to produce the desired results, bringing our troops home to defend our country, not policing other countries around the world, and a return to personal responsibility, self-ownership, and freedom of choice for all Americans.
Something John doesn't approve of? Nancy Pelosi. It's time for the Wicked Witch of the West to go away. Wipe the slate clean in California's 8th District in Washington in one blow. Contribute to the John Dennis for 2010 campaign at johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so head on over there, enjoy those on us. If you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Amazon.freetalklive.com is where you want to go. You can enter Amazon through that link, and it essentially sets a cookie on your browser so that when you go and check out, Amazon knows you came through Free Talk Live, and they will send Free Talk Live a portion of the purchase price. So get your shopping done and get whatever it is you're looking for. Dozens of categories. Amazon likely sells whatever it is that you happen to want to buy, brand new and even used. In fact, of course, if you're buying brand new, as you know, if you've purchased at Amazon before, it's likely you're going to get free Super Saver shipping when you order that way. So head on over to Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com and get the stuff you're looking for and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. That's Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. So I did mention that there's an update on the case, the troops that have been just killing for fun in the military. Now, it's bad enough that they're just over there killing people as their job, but these
mistakenly killing civilians.
Yeah,
these folks, some people report as the in some sources they're supporting as reporting as high as 9 out of 10 people killed over there are civilians.
Yeah, these guys. So this is an update on the case where they're going above and beyond the killing duty by just killing for pure pleasure.
Yeah, these are real homicidal maniacs.
These are some of the kinds of people that are attracted to military duty. There are different types of people that are attracted to the military. Some are attracted, Wayne, as you were pointing out, simply because the economy is sucking, and so therefore the military becomes a more possible option for people. It becomes more attractive to them simply because they just don't know what else to do. They're having trouble getting a job, for instance.
There's also an allure of excitement and world travel and adventure and all that stuff.
Go to strange and interesting lands, meet new and different people and kill them.
Which is very appealing for somebody who hasn't been out in the the world if you're 17 or 18 years old.
Right. Or some people are thinking that the military is going to help them with college. Unfortunately, they've been misinformed about that. While it is possible to have the military pay for those things, there are a lot of stipulations and strings attached to it.
Well, it's not as easy as
they make it out to be.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of people say that it was, you know, they got their college money and everything was fine. I don't want to mislead anybody on this, but you know, think about that college money for a second and remember these troops that get the depleted uranium exposure. It's happening to more and more of them. It's all, you know, the armor on the vehicles, the armor piercing rounds. If you go anywhere near this stuff, it's in the air. You know, a particle as small as the dot at the end of a sentence gets into your nose. I mean, for the rest of your life is ruined.
And then there are these guys, the kind of guys that, you know, they might have tortured some animals when they were a kid and really enjoyed the pleasure that they got out of that. And they just were too afraid to actually try torturing or killing a human being because, well, you know, they might get caught and actually have to go to jail. So if they join the military, they can get away with murdering and torturing people. And it's all totally legal. So there's that kind of person, that just the sadistic type of individual who joins the military. And that's who we're talking about here. These are the guys, as you may recall, who ended up having photos of they kept fingers. They cut off fingertips of the folks that they
little
murdered.
Mementos.
Yeah.
Of the people they served. Of these little mementos that of the service that they provided. Mm-hmm. The world.
Associated Press reporting, those who have seen the photos say they're grisly. Soldiers beside newly killed bodies, decaying corpses, and severed fingers. The dozens of photos described in interviews and emails and military documents obtained by the Associated Press were seized by Army investigators and are a crucial part of the case against five soldiers accused of killing three Afghan civilians earlier this year. Now remember, that's just who they've been accused of killing. That's just what they have some level of evidence to show that these men killed.
I mean, this is a war. It's really darn difficult to find evidence of somebody committing murder. That's what their job is to kill people.
Troops allegedly shared the photos by email and thumb drive like electronic trading cards. Now 60 to 70 of the photos are being kept tightly shielded from the public and even defense attorneys because of fears they could wind up in the news media and provoke anti-American violence. Oh, is that their only fear?
Yeah, because the people in Afghanistan don't know this crap is going on.
Right.
I mean, come on.
But what about when these guys come home? How do you just flip a switch in your brain and stop killing people for fun?
You don't. You join the
police. This has been a huge issue ever since, obviously, that. Let's say that I've been studying it since World War, the people since World War One. And it's a huge, huge issue. These people come home. These are the infantry guys. There's lots of guys in World War II that flew typewriters, you know, for their job in the war. And obviously, they get benefits of being veterans, our boys that served, and blah, 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 blah. You can imagine what the guy who's sitting out there in, out on Iwo Jima or in one of these terrible fights in the Western theater of Europe. You can imagine what they think about that guy that was flying the typewriter.
So do you think that the real reason they want to keep the photos out from public view is because it'll provoke anti-American violence or because it might show these people as sadistic sort of and create an uproar in the same way that the photos from Abu Ghraib created an uproar? I would say that's more likely.
Seems a little more likely to me.
Yeah. We're in a powder keg situation here, said Eugene R. Fidel, president of the National University for Military Justice and military law professor at Yale University. Since the images are not classified, I think they have to be released if they're going to be evidence in an open court in a criminal prosecution. A spokeswoman for the Joint Base Lewis-McChord near Seattle, where the accused soldiers are stationed, acknowledged the images were highly sensitive, and that's why that protection order was put in place. She declined to comment further. At least some of the photos pertain to those killings. Others may have been of insurgents killed in battle, and some may have been taken as part of a military effort to document those killed, according to lawyers involved in the case.
That's how they got the idea for taking these pictures in the first place. Oh, there's guys running around taking pictures of dead people. That's interesting.
Among the most gruesome allegations is that some of the soldiers kept fingers from the bodies of Afghans they killed as war trophies. The troops are also accused of passing around photos of the dead and of the fingers. Four members of the unit, two of whom are also charged in the killings, have been accused of wrongfully possessing images of human casualties, and another is charged with trying to impede an investigation by having someone erase incriminating evidence from a computer hard drive. So after the first slaying, one service member sent urgent emails to his father warning that more bloodshed was on the way. The father told the AP he pleaded for help from the military, but authorities took no action. A spokesbureaucrat said Friday that the army was investigating. The graphic nature of the images recalled famous photos that emerged in 2004 from the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. Those pictures showing smiling soldiers posing with naked, tortured, or dead detainees, sometimes giving a thumbs up, stirred outrage against the United States at a critical juncture. The photos were a major embarrassment to the American military in an increasingly unpopular and bloody war. And the military is very interested in keeping wraps on what really goes on over there.
Sure.
Sure, you can be a member of the military, but you get to be an embedded journalist, meaning you get to go alongside them and do what they say and take pictures of what you're allowed to take pictures of.
Yeah.
And
that's what it's about.
And, of course, there's always been the restriction on photographing coffins as they come back home from over there. They don't like that either, even though there's nothing particularly gruesome about it. It's just the image of people
dying. Yeah, they don't want the
numbers. Right. They don't want people to see images of death of the U.S. military soldiers. It's one thing for them to report the official numbers of who's dead, but those are just numbers. It's another thing to at some level humanize the people that have been lost.
And, you know, there's a story out right now. It's a court case. I guess there's a church, and these people go out to funerals of military and call them names
This is the
Fred Phelps and
Fred Phelps,
yeah. Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah.
Yes. And I don't know if I agree with that. I think that the families of these people should be left alone to mourn the dead, and I think that's going over the line.
I agree completely. But what Fred Phelps is doing is actually saying that God is punishing the United States by causing us to lose this war because there's gay people running around. So I mean, this guy's got a really twisted way of thinking. And you know, all he's really trying to do is sop up some publicity for his stupid little church that's just full of his own family members.
Yeah. But I remember hearing of the story and thinking, yeah, I mean, we can all disagree with war, but that's just really stupid.
Yeah, he doesn't disagree with war. I mean, you know, he doesn't care anything about the war.
He just wants attention.
Yeah, he just wants the attention.
In fact, there is a Supreme Court case about that, so I understand it.
Yeah, I believe it's going up this year.
And I'm not sure what all the parameters are in regards to that, but if we hear anything more about what they end up deciding, we'll certainly let you know. But there's an update for you on what's going on with the finger-keeping, trophy-keeping troops. Apparently the photos are out there, and it's probably only a matter of time, hopefully, before they are released. People can get some idea of just how sick these people are. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We got another update for you, Mark. Remember the Whittler story?
Yes.
Well, Mark, you're going to tell us what's going on with that guy, the Whittler man whittling some wood, shot to death, if I'm not mistaken. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.